So this idea or view, belief that there may be certain states of mind, certain experiences, that it's not possible to be mindful of, or that are somehow in the way of being properly mindful, perhaps. What I would say is that there are certain states of mind for each of us. And they may be different one person to another, but certain states of mind for each of us where we have a habit of not being mindful. And so that thought or that question, I can't be mindful while this is happening. That's a good kind of alert to us that that belief is operating, and perhaps question that belief. In fact, as I often say, if you have the thought, if you're aware of the thought, I can't be mindful while this is happening, there is already awareness of this. I can't be mindful while I'm sleepy. I can't be mindful while I'm thinking. There's already been the recognition of being aware while sleepy or while thinking. It's already happened. It's already there. And so maybe that can allow you to settle back into that awareness. I'd like to spend a little bit of time this morning reflecting on a particular state many of us think is problematic with meditation, and that's the state of thinking when the mind has thoughts or is actively thinking. Sometimes we can be okay when thoughts are simply arising, kind of the random thoughts or the hypnagogic states. Although sometimes those hypnagogic states tend to feel like they're connected with almost dreaminess, and we might not think that we can be mindful in that either, but we can. We can know these. But the kind of active discursive thinking, many of us have the idea that that's somehow in the way of mindfulness and may have an agenda or a subtle aversion or a kind of a repression of that experience, especially in formal meditation. This is not supposed to be happening while I'm meditating. I need to change the state of the mind. I need to get these thoughts. I need to not be having these discursive thoughts in order to be meditating, in order to be aware. And again, there you are, having recognized already that discursive thoughts are happening. Now, if you're just lost in discursive thoughts, it's like you're not thinking that thought, this is a problem. You're already gone. It's that kind of the recognition, actually, that recognition, I can't be mindful. That's a great moment because it points out that you are already aware of that. So trusting, stepping back into that, trusting that there is awareness there. And so aware of thought, there are kind of different ways mindfulness can meet thinking. Sometimes it's just aware of thought as thought. Not particularly interested in the content of the thought, but just, oh, this is a thought. There's a thought happening. That's a way that mindfulness can recognize thoughts, that this is a phenomenon occurring in the present moment. It is just another phenomenon like seeing or smelling or hearing. It's a sense contact. sight happens when form contacts the eye. There's the seat, the sight, and the eye, and the contact there. That's sight happening. A thought arises and it contacts the mind base. Just happening in the present moment. So we can know that, we can be aware of that. And sometimes thoughts will vanish when they're recognized. Sometimes that happens, that there's awareness, a mindfulness of a thought arising, and that awareness itself is kind of the way in which the mindfulness arises. It's kind of like we're almost more interested in the simple arising of the thought as a phenomenon. And so the thought can just vanish because the mind is not at all interested in the content at all. And we can, as I mentioned yesterday, I think, you know, that thought can be there, very clear recognition of thought arising, and it will vanish. And in the next moment, you have no memory even of what the thought was about. It can vanish that completely at times with mindfulness. It doesn't always happen that way. And we may have a kind of a preference for thinking to vanish when we're mindful of it. We might think that if I was being mindful properly, then thoughts would vanish when I was aware of them. That belief can happen. Partly because that experience happens sometimes, that when mindfulness is a particular kind of mindfulness with thoughts, thoughts will vanish at times. But that's not always what happens. Sometimes there's the awareness of the thought and something, and also an awareness a little bit of the content of the thought and how that thought, the content of that thought is affecting us. And so this is another way that mindfulness can open in the midst of thinking. Aware there's thought arising, aware of what the thoughts are. For instance, thoughts. I'm remembering in this moment an experience I had on a retreat of noticing thoughts arising about friends from the Peace Corps, the time I was in the Peace Corps. It had been years since I'd seen them, and these thoughts of friends from the Peace Corps were arising. And initially, I was trying to note them away. Oh, there's thinking, but the thoughts kept arising. And at some point, that got my interest. It's like, oh, these thoughts keep arising. So what's happening? So at that point, the mindfulness got more interested in the entire experience connected with the thinking. Thought arising, knowing thought is arising, and feeling the impact of that thought, the effect, the ripple effect of that thought, the content of the thought in this case, dear friends that I hadn't seen in ages, the experience with that, what was arising with that was metta, was love. That had not been seen before. That in my agenda to note the thought so that it would go away, the mind had not recognized, I had not recognized that there was that quality of connection and care and love. And so that then became predominant in that moment. The feeling, the recognition, the memory of those friends and the feeling of connection. That was the experience in that moment. Fully present, aware of that. So sometimes awareness of thoughts can also be connected with the content and the effect that content has on us. Thoughts are so powerful. Let's have such a shaping effect on our minds. And to simply kind of think of them as something to note away, we may well be missing, both on the wholesome side and the unwholesome side, the kind of underlying ripples that may be connected with thoughts. Now, this isn't exactly something to do. This is not something to try to, oh, I'm going to look at thoughts right now. But when thoughts are arising, we can know, the awareness can know the thoughts and can know sometimes just that it is a thought. Sometimes it knows the content of the thought in connection with that it is a thought. Sometimes it also can know the emotional or ripple effects of those thoughts. It's what's available to be recognized. Not something we have to dive in to try to see. I sometimes talk about this kind of practice being like being a naturalist, going out into nature. And a naturalist doesn't necessarily like go looking for things. A naturalist, they might go looking for something specific, but they also can just sit down in nature and see what arrives and learn from that. Learn from what's arising. Learn from what's here. This creature is coming out today. So that's what gets to be explored. That's what gets to be learned about how that creature interacts with the plants and the forest or the tree or burrowing into the ground. Thoughts arise. That's what's arising. That's what we have the opportunity to learn something about with no need to have some other object or what we might think of as a better state, better thing to learn from. All experience, as I said yesterday, every single experience, impermanent, unreliable, not self, conditioning experience, understanding that conditioning, understanding. And the understanding, when there is this curiosity of what is this human experience? How does it shape a human being? How does it shape this? It's like amazing how our human experience unfolds. What is this human experience? Learning that, learning from that, learning with that. The great, fortunate thing about our human systems is that as we're curious in this way, curious about human experience as human experience, our system moves in the direction of letting go of what creates suffering, of what gets us caught, and moves us in the direction of peace and ease and freedom.